USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The attempt to prevent the removal of House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has failed.
The yeas are 208, the nays are 218. The motion is not adopted.
McCarthy initiated that vote on his speakership in response to a motion by Representative Matt Gaetz. That was followed by debate over whether or not a vote should be taken to remove McCarthy from the speakership. Gaetz is displeased with McCarthy's collaboration with Democrats on a short-term funding bill. Former President Trump and his associates, including his two sons, are in a Manhattan courtroom for a second day in a civil fraud trial, Trump again blasting prosecutors and the New York District Attorney on his way into the New York courthouse this morning.
This case should be dismissed. This is not a case. And she should probably be dismissed also.
They're accused of inflating property values for better loans and insurance rates. New York Attorney General Letitia James is pursuing a $250 million fine and a ban on Trump's company from operating in New York. Former President Trump has confirmed that he will testify in that civil fraud trial in New York. He told reporters today that he will take the stand at the appropriate time. Hunter Biden, President Biden's son, has entered a not guilty plea to federal gun charges in Delaware. He's facing three felony firearms charges, one of which pertains to unlawful possession as an illegal drug user. The charges came after a previous plea deal, which permitted him to enter a diversion program, and that unraveled due to scrutiny from a federal judge. 75,000 Kaiser Permanente workers nationwide are in negotiations today. They are hoping to prevent a three-day strike. But if an agreement is not reached by tonight, the healthcare workers will walk out. They will stage the largest strike in U.S. healthcare history later this week. That's according to their union. This is USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all-natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that, when combined, really keep things moving. I drink it every day, and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is life-change tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Texas Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar is back at work after being carjacked at gunpoint near the U.S. Capitol last night. Three men surrounded his car after he opened the door. Cuellar handed over the keys calmly, and the suspects fled. Police are still searching for them after recovering Cuellar's vehicle. A recent study reveals that the U.S. economy suffered nearly a $4 billion blow due to the United Auto Workers strike. The losses encompassed reduced worker wages and production dips at GM, Ford, and Stellantis. The research firm Anderson Economic Group also factors in added expenses for suppliers, dealers, and consumers. Congress must act promptly to ensure uninterrupted U.S. aid for Ukraine. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby emphasizing this today, citing the omitted funding in the short-term government bill.
As President Biden made clear, we cannot under any circumstances allow America's support for Ukraine to be interrupted. Time is not our friend.
He stated that any delay could significantly impact the ongoing conflict with Russia. President Biden anticipates House Speaker McCarthy will advance a Ukraine aid bill through the chamber. Jury selection is in progress for the trial of FTX co-founder Sam Bankman-Fried. He faces federal charges including wire fraud, securities fraud, and money laundering, to which he has pleaded not guilty. If convicted, some of those counts could lead to 20-year prison terms. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.